Phil Bruce has been involved in women's football for four seasons now, working for a number of clubs in Staffordshire. Even in his time, there has been major improvements within the game.
When I started at Leek CSRB Ladies in Staffordshire Uni, there wasn't a lot around here locally that was probably of a high standard. So, for example, at Leek CSRB Ladies, I'd come in and I know before they were getting beat like 21-0 and 15-0, and, you know, because there wasn't a lot of players around. But I think with the success that's been on the TV a lot with the ladies, it's just helped to get people involved in football.
The number of women's teams are ever increasing, with existing clubs adding new sides and even brand new teams being set up constantly.
Concentrating on the Staffs County League, you've got Port Vale that have entered a team, Stoke City have entered a third team, Walsall have entered a team. So now I think the pro clubs are starting to back them. And
the FA Women's Super League are taking applications currently to join the league. And with Stoke City Ladies doing well in their division, could the Potters apply to head to the top level of the game?
I think for Stoke, it's a fantastic club. You know, being involved in that until winning the league last year, I'd love to see them in the Super League. And I think they could hold their own, I think.
With Notts County Ladies going out of business earlier this year, money is important in the game. However, the Stoke bosses are doing their fair share to help the club, even if Peter Coates' priority is Mark Hughes' side.
Yeah, again, I think he should, and credit to him and credit to the club, they have put quite a bit of money behind the ladies' side, so it's not like they're doing nothing.
Should Stoke go for promotion this season, then they'll have to wait until spring next year to find out if they were successful in their bid. Richard Scott, Staffs Live.